Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is about procrastination. This hadith is a part of a larger hadith in which the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives advice to one of his famous companions, Abu Dharr. Abu Dharr was a very famous and close companion of the Prophet Muhammad and an advocate of the rights of the Ahlul Bayt, one of the followers of Imam Ali. And, you know, a lot of virtues have been narrated regarding him. You know, the Prophet said, the sun hasn't shone upon a person more truthful than Abu Dharr. This is a very famous hadith. In this long hadith, the Prophet gives a lot of advice to Abu Dharr, right? One of the parts of this lengthy hadith is the following hadith and part of this long hadith, which is about procrastination. In this hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "O Abu Dharr, beware of procrastinating with your high hopes," meaning do not have such high hopes that it causes you to procrastinate. For verily, you have today at your disposal. Meaning today, the day, the present, is at your disposal, and you can utilize it, and you can, use it to achieve, you know, what you have to and what you want to, and have not yet reached tomorrow. All you have is the present. The future has not yet come. When tomorrow comes to you, then be in it as you are in the present. That way, even if you do not have tomorrow, you will not have regret for all that you have neglected today. Right? And even if you die and you don't live till tomorrow, if you don't procrastinate, you will not have regret because you will not have neglected to do what you could have done today. In a similar hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following in a letter he wrote to one of his companions: "Seize what you have left of your life, which is one of these beautiful blessings that Allah has given us, right? It's best for us to utilize it as much as we can. The Imam says, "And do not keep deferring, saying tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, for verily those before you were ruined because of their persistent wishful thinking." Wishful thinking in the sense that they were thinking that they would live till tomorrow or live a long life and that they could perform their duties, you know, later on. And their procrastination. "Until suddenly the command of Allah," meaning death, "overtook them while they were heedless. Hatta atahum amrullah baghtatan wa hum ghafilun." This is taken from the Holy Quran, a verse of the Holy Quran. Right, so death can come at any time. It's just something that, you know, is a fact. Nobody can deny it. Spiritual progress and spiritual felicity and success, is that something that requires, a lot of effort, right? It only requires sincere act of turning to God. And sincerity is something that we can do in a moment, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy. But it can be done quickly. And therefore, it behooves us, and it's, we really should, utilize every second that we can, and because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at procrastination in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.